Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Give yourself a little extra time, maybe even delay the start if you're headed, say, to the Prairie Grains Conference in Grand Forks. Ag groups reacting to the White House announcement of $12 billion in farmer bridge payments to be made available to commodity growers. National Corn Growers Association President Jed Bauer says while we await additional details to assess the impact the payments may have, we also need immediate market-based solutions. Passing year-round E15 legislation would be a great first step. Rob LaRue of the National Farmers Union says short-term payments are only a first step. In real time, we're experiencing the consequences of farm policy that is badly outdated. National sorghum producers applauded the payments. He says our farmers are working hard to plan for next year. This will help keep operations steady heading towards 2026. Ranking Senate Ag member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota says the easiest way to give our farmers the relief they need is to end the tariff taxes for good. President Trump relying on tariff revenue to fund the $11 billion in farm aid he and Secretary Rollins announced this week, but those tariffs are before the U.S. Supreme Court and could be struck down. Trump made clear at the start of his announcement he was using tariff revenue to fund farm aid. Since farmers caught up in Trump's fight over unfair trade by China and others weren't to blame.
What we're doing is we're taking a relatively small portion of that and we're going to be giving and providing it to the farmers in economic assistance.
But relying on tariff revenue instead of emergency funds from the Commodity Credit Corporation could be problematic, given that the Supreme Court could rule against Trump's tariffs, and Iowa Senator and Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley thought Trump would use the CCC for another reason.
The tariff money goes into the Federal Treasury, and the only way it's going to get out of the Federal Treasury is by appropriation by Congress. That's a fact of life.
Trump, wary of a negative Supreme Court ruling, argued tariffs were the quickest and easiest way to rein in other nations' unfair trade practices, telling a rice farmer seeking relief.
Your problem is solved in one day. Mm-hmm. That's why we have to win the Supreme Court case. Mm-hmm. In one day, that problem's solved.
But a loss at the High Court, Justice Amy Coney Barrett said during tariff arguments, could trigger refunds, another possible issue for relying on tariff revenue for farm aid. A recent study commissioned by Clean Fuels Alliance America and Farmers Fueling the Future found that California's indirect land use change assumptions for U.S. soy-based biodiesel and renewable diesel are outdated and lacking modern agricultural practices and current science. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back with a look at the markets.